So far, the US has said very little about the raid, but it continued to support Israel, the UN Security Council. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the situation needed to be treated carefully.
Ultimately, the solution to this conflict must be found through an agreement based on a two-state solution negotiated between the parties. This incident underscores the urgency of reaching this goal, and we remain committed to working with both sides to move forward these negotiations. I think the situation from our perspective is very difficult and requires careful, thoughtful responses from all concerned.
The head of Israel's Mossad agency has told a parliamentary committee that Israel is gradually becoming a burden on the U.S. Well, joining me now to discuss the relationship between Israel and the U.S. is Ambassador Philip Wilcox, who's a former U.S. Consul General in Jerusalem and President of the Foundation for Middle East Peace. Ambassador, what is the relationship? How would you describe the relationship between Israel and America?
I would describe it as a very troubled relationship. It's been a deep and close relationship for decades. It's based on the American perception that Israel is a friend and that this relationship serves American interests. More recently, American leaders and American citizens are beginning to view Israeli actions as a threat to the United States and a threat to our relationship, and definitely offensive to American interests in the region and in making peace between Israel and Palestine.
And I take it events of the last 48 hours won't help coming after the events in January and December and the war in Gaza.
No, I think it will only hurt, especially at a time when President Obama and Envoy George Mitchell are trying to mobilize negotiations to solve the conflict. It only makes that more difficult. I think the fundamental lesson of this is that the harsh closure of Gaza, which has imposed huge humanitarian suffering on the Gazan people, is not necessary to protect Israel's security. Indeed, it only strengthens Hamas. And the human cost is enormous. I would advocate that the international community, especially the United States, should work much harder to persuade the Israeli authorities to lift this closure so that Gazans can be allowed to leave normal lives.
And to add to the mix, Ambassador, Hillary Clinton has been speaking in quite guarded terms, I would suggest, amidst a crisis which is now poisoning ties not just perhaps between Israel and America, but also between Turkey and America and possibly Israel, two very close American allies.
Of course, in diplomacy, there are times for caution and there are times for candor. The United States did support the UN Security Council statement, which condemned the Israeli action. But otherwise, our government has been quite cautious. I would recommend that we speak out more forthrightly against this because it's a provocation which makes our task as the mediator and that of the international community much more difficult. And I think the Israeli leadership needs to hear this.
Finally, Ambassador, sort of, people wonder whether the relationship between America and Israel is a one-way street in terms of Israel. Seems to, I don't want to use the expression, get away with most things, but there seems to have more independence in the relationship than America does to Israel.
I take your point. I think the Israeli government has been misled over the years by the level of tolerance and support that the U.S. has extended to Israel, recognizing that Israel does have a tragic history and genuine security problems, but I'm afraid that some Israeli leaders have believed that they are immune from criticism, and in part that's due to the fact that we too often have looked the other way, are not spoken out honestly and candidly about actions which are obviously harmful to American interests.
All right, Ambassador, we'll leave it there. Ambassador Philip Wilcox speaking to us. Thank you.